Penguin Audio presents Song Yet Sung by James McBride. Read by Leslie Uggams. The Code. On a gray morning in March 1850, a colored slave named Liz Spocott dreamed of the future, and it was not pleasant. She dreamed of Negroes driving horseless carriages on shiny rubber wheels with music booming throughout, and fat black children who smoked odd-smelling cigars and walked around with pistols in their pockets and murder in their eyes. She dreamed of Negro women appearing as flickering images in powerfully lighted boxes that could be seen in sitting rooms far distant, and colored men dressed in garish costumes like children, playing odd sporting games and bragging like drunkards. Every bit of pride, decency, and morality squeezed clean out of them. Liz had this dream in captivity, just as the flickering light of her own life was disappearing. And when she awoke from it, realized with a gasp that it was some kind of apparition, and she had to find its true meaning in this world before she died. This brought her more grief than her condition at the time, which was not pleasant, in that she'd been lying for 3 weeks, badly wounded, in prison in an attic on Maryland's eastern shore. She had taken a